It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. We all know about identity theft. Someone poses as you, takes advantage of your credit to buy all kinds of crazy things. But kids who have no credit history are having their identity stolen too. This according to a new study. Out of about 40,000 children, over 10% had someone else using their social security number. Richard Power of Carnegie Mellon University's SciLab authored the report. He says even when you're careful about your child's data, there are still dangers.
If you and your children, for example, are in a health insurance program, for each one of you, there is a database record. And in that database record is going to be personal financial information, personal physical and medical information, but also some kind of identifier, which will be typically a Social Security number, date of birth. And with the Social Security number, date of birth, and those kinds of things, you can do a lot. You can hack a database from the outside, or somebody inside an organization can be engaging in insider theft of information.
So what kind of scenarios can this lead to?
The children in this study had mortgages in their name. These children had driver's license and motor vehicle registrations in their name. These children had gun permits in their name.
It means somebody's issuing a gun to a child.
Right. I mean, and of course, that wouldn't happen in the physical world. It just means that when they punched in that Social Security number, they just punched in the number and to see if anything came up against the number.
Right, and it was clean.
They didn't punch the number in to say, well, wait a minute, you're supposed to be 5 years old.
So what can parents do? Bo Holland is CEO of the data protection company Debix.
The most important thing is to find out about it early. The longer these cases go on, the harder they are to solve and the more expensive they can be. So it's important to use a service where you can get a scan done. We offer one at AllClear ID where you can have your child scanned, search thousands of databases, and quickly determine if someone is using their Social Security number. There are some free services that you can use as well, but that's the main thing, is to actually begin monitoring for your child's identity. The important point here is most people don't even think about monitoring their child's identity. It really is a newer form of the crime. Most of us are not even aware that a child's identity has some value to thieves, and that's really the revealing point in this study.
Yeah, like if they don't have money, why would they have? Why would they be of value? But they also have a Social Security number and a clean record. So, how connected is this problem to the way we live online today?
Well, I think it's very connected. You've heard a lot about cyberbullying. You've heard about sexting. Well, now child identity theft has to be added to that list of things that you need to be on the lookout for and teach your children safety with their identity. It really is important that they're not passing out this information to folks that they shouldn't, making sure they don't post these important bits of information about themselves online.
Debix is offering free online security scans of children for parents. We have a link to that at marketplacetech.org. Here's a new vocabulary term.
Windows Stability Center.
It's not from Windows, and it has nothing to do with stability. Websites around the world are being hacked. Go to those sites, and you're redirected to what looks like an official Microsoft window called Windows Stability Center. You're told that malware has been found on your computer, and would you like a diagnostic scan to help get rid of it? Click yes, and you get malware on your computer. You've been hacked.
Windows Stability Center.
Perhaps our most ironic technology vocab entry yet. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.